Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I guess I don't have an intro here. You know, I had an intro, so my intro I took off, so maybe I put another intro on. So I have two intros if you hear me on Spotify. So I'll leave it there. Well, the topic is why me? Why attract the psychos who want to target me? I talked about this before. I don't like talking about negativity. Because, you know, my music, or I want to talk about maybe world news, or especially my music or entertainment, because I'm an entertainer. I've always been an entertainer for years. But the reason why I talk about this is because it's something that goes on with that I come across that I simply do not understand. When I say I don't understand, it doesn't make sense. In my life, I have experienced severe trauma that have altered me to be an artist. One of the reasons why I became a singer-songwriter and I got into rock and roll at the beginning was because of trauma with dealing with evil people. And you know that I make sure that as an adult at this stage not to hang out with anybody evil. Because there's evil people on this planet, and I did experience my share of hardship. I had a lot of hardship in that department. And, you know, I don't want to get into that because I already talked about that. But why do I track it? Why I'm talking about this issue now? It's because I'm talking about it. I'm talking about it because of dealing with it now, right now. I was outside going to the store, cut a bus, you know. I heard these people who I don't know say in the car, like they have like a microphone or something. Then they're looking at my property saying they told the police they were trying to press my buttons and I don't know them. I know they're from that nearby street, Vols, or someone, people I haven't seen 20 years coming over here doing the same thing 20 years. I have no attraction to these people. I don't know them. I never hung out with them. I was not their friend, and so on. And I say with that aspect as they got to be mentally deranged. You got to be mentally ill. You know, they're mentally ill because they come across a stranger they don't know or they see in the neighborhood and they target. Some of the other people, there are others, I probably saw at the center that I worked in. I don't know why they're coming over here because they don't talk to me. Others, you know, or I saw them a long time ago, or, you know, and I'm not socializing with them. I don't have no direct relationship. I don't have no conversation. So in all aspects, these people are mentally ill. God, a psychiatrist will tell you something is wrong. You don't need a psychiatrist to tell you something is wrong with these people. They come up to some stranger or somebody and say crazy things or try to press my buttons. You got to be severely mentally ill. But also, they could be potentially dangerous. They're involved in something. And I'm going to say this. I don't like talking about this. But one of the aspects of living in the society in my past is that one reason is, you know, I don't like to bring up the race issue because we're all equal. I don't like to bring it up, you know. But being African-American is more dangerous to live as one as a minority than other minorities in the society. One of the reasons, the economic disparity, which I suffered and continue to, and the hardships is not just because of bigotry mainstream, which is definitely a problem. The other reason is because black-on-black crime. And black-on-black crime is so severe in the society. You know, I lived it. I suffered severe trauma from other African-American men and women. And I'm going to say that to get this out of the way, because I don't want people twisting my words, most African American men are, and women are not dangerous. I'm not. I don't go up to African American men who I don't know and start harassing them. I don't go up to another African American man that I see in the neighborhood or who I don't know or somebody I haven't seen before and just go and start targeting them, saying things at them. I'm not crazy. Or anybody, white, black, or brown, you know. But, you know, this is the reason why the African American community has suffered so much disparity, in my opinion, and so many, this is why it's very hard to live as African American people, because, you know, some of the African American community, we have perpetrators, we have criminals. And it's not just in the ghetto, it could be in a middle class area or any area. And these individuals target me because my perception is they think they're jealous of me. I don't have much. There's nothing here to be jealous. I don't have really much to be jealous about. If they put their mind and just try to go to school and do the right thing and whatever level of understanding that they are on and try to do something worthwhile and move on and not think about me, then that would be the right thing to do because I simply don't know them. Now I don't want nothing to do with them because they don't have the adequate or know how to mind their business, which is a sign of some severe mental problem or something sinister. Then move on. There are other things to do. Most people know that as time goes by, we move on. We go to school. We try to find a job. We go for our dreams. We look for other people. If someone rejects us, oh, it's painful. You move on. You don't think about somebody you don't know. If someone rejects you, you go on. It's not easy, but you have to. These people don't have that capacity. I think they just sit in the same area and just do negative things. Probably involving drug use, alcohol, criminal behavior over and a cycle and cycle and cycle and cycle. I'm sorry, but these people probably have been in prison before. Trouble with the law, and they're going to do something else because that's all they know how to do. So my stance is I had to keep safe. Because sooner or later, they are going to go back to prison. They don't know how to stop. When I see them make up stories saying that I gave permission for them or other people to look in my home, I knew that I was such a delusion and a dangerous person. Dangerous people who are peeping Toms to look in other people's homes. But that's an allegation. And I'm going to say this before. When I say this on podcasts, I heard, you know, I'm going to say this before. I did not say that there was peeping, actual pervert, a peeping Tom. I didn't say that. It's an allegation, but it might be. But I will say this. I said this for several times. I do not allow anyone to film or look into my private area, my bathroom, bedroom, because it's illegal and it's a violation. It's a crime. It's a misdemeanor. And when these people say stuff like that, I know these people are mentally ill. Somebody needs to get involved and put these mentally ill African Americans in a hospital or a prison or something. But they don't have the capacity to deal with someone like me who they simply do not know or talk to. All they have to do is just follow the law and stop coming near me and saying crazy things or saying things that ain't true. Because when they talk about either it's music, because they are perhaps, I know they probably saw me online with my music and so on because I'm an aspiring music entertainer. You know, the conversations that they have said in their cars that they don't want me to succeed. They want to take advantage of me. They want to stop me from succeeding. They think that I'm a sellout. It's bogus. What I want to say is that when they say what I'm doing is will cause a scandal, it won't. I'm very colorblind, but I'm very wise in 2023. I always said what my political affiliations were. I'm colorblind, but I don't tolerate evil people, regardless of color. But the thing about it is the sad thing is for me to deal with this on a very long-term basis. When these people, individuals, keep doing this for a very long time. They've been doing this well. I've been living here 19 years, and they're still coming over here. Something is seriously wrong. And when they make up stories like that, something is seriously wrong with the system if they don't lock these people up. They should live around people like me or you because they don't have the capacity. They don't have to mind their business because they're mentally ill. They can't live near somebody else. They're going to commit a crime or end up in prison or in a mental hospital. But I don't like when they say, oh, the way I'm living is going to hurt African American people. I'm very open-minded. What they're doing, they're hurting the black community by being a criminal and targeting innocent African Americans who want to succeed like me or some other African American man or woman who wants to succeed. They're jealous of a home, or they're jealous because I went to law school, or they're jealous because I want to be in music, or if that is the case, they need to stop because they are the detriment to them, not only to African Americans, but anybody. And it's not fair for them to come over here and perpetrate that lies and the criminal and a psychosis on me. So they should not be attracted to someone like me simply because I entertain, do podcasts, or I'm in my home talking or joking around, whatever I'm doing. I'm not talking to them. How can you imagine some stranger going up to somebody they don't know and say things at them and target me, and they don't even know me? And that's sick. They're the ones who are hurting the African-American community, and that's why they need to do something about black-on-black crime. Because these individuals are going to end up in prison again, or something's going to happen. But I have to keep safe. The others, they're not black. They're Latino or white or whatever. Where did they come from? They were at that center when a long time ago. Some of them said they want me to be a supervisor. Some of them said they want me to, they don't like that I don't want to become. I'm not a counselor. I'm not a mental health counselor. Okay, they need to get over that. I'm not working in mental health. I was working in mental health. I bring this up because I got a BA in psychology. I was in college. I got into mental health because it was something to do, and it was related to my bad experiences. And I was like, okay, I practiced to being a social worker. I couldn't do it. Unfortunately, I had bad experiences in the job department in mental health, and I did not want to deal with that again. I already had a tough life trying to make it in the industry as a musician and trying to find my place in this life, because that's what I really wanted to do when I came out to Hollywood. And then I ended up into a place I never imagined to be, which I don't want to say, confidential. But I lived near Hollywood, and I never imagined to be in this place. But still, that's not my forte. And I don't want them to keep saying something that isn't going to happen. If they're looking for something to lead or whatever, they need to go find a therapist that can help them deal with their own situation. And I said they need a leader, or they cannot find, no one can lead for them except themselves. Leadership comes from within, and if they want to do the right thing, they need to move on and find people who can help them who are in the mental health field. There are lots of therapists around at the center, wherever. They need to go there and look for help. What I did a long time ago is over permanently. You need to let go of the past, stay afloat in the present, and move on with their lives. Life is too short. You know, because, you know, we don't know how long we're going to live on this planet. Then talking about something that happened 20 years ago, talking about something that happened 5 years ago, something that talked about 20, you move on. If you can't move on for 20 years, then you need to seek some help. That's basic common sense. Something is wrong. Past is over. And I'm not your therapist or your leader. You need to look. I don't like hearing things that don't pertain to reality. When they say leadership, talk about working with the center. I'm not going to be involved with any center that deal with helping people in that regard, because it's not what I want to do for a career. But if they want to do that, I you know, if they want to help people help themselves because they have handicaps, then they should go and work, go to school and get their MBA, BA, and be a supervisor, change their lives, and then they can do all that leadership stuff. That's what it's for. But, you know, I don't like when they're still angry about me not doing this and doing that, and they don't talk to me. And that's a sign of severe, of some mental problem. Yes, if you notice that I attract these mentally ill people to me, I cannot believe it. But then again, we all got mental problems. But I don't need that. You know, mentally ill people need to be respected. Most people who are mentally ill or have a diagnosis are nonviolent. And I just say that most people on this planet have suffered from some form of mental illness. So we all have obsessive thoughts, and that is a fact. In fact, the truth of the matter is everybody on this planet, in one way or the other, no matter how healthy we are, will either suffer a physical ailment or illness or a mental health issue or illness, one or the other or both, in their lifetime. So that is the truth. So when I say that most people are mentally ill are nonviolent, most of the population, pretty much. But still, people who are getting treated because they can't cope for severe illnesses that. And these people have severe illnesses. You know, I don't know what it is, severe form of schizophrenia or severe form of depression, whatever it is. You know, something is wrong with the system. But I'm glad California passed that law to get these people, in particular, who are living on the street and severely mentally ill, into places where they can get help. Because, you know, you almost see someone deteriorate who can't take care of themselves and live on the street. But I don't want to attract people like this to me, you know, in terms of to target me. I have sympathy for people like that, and, you know, I do my best to respect them and everybody. But, I that's not my motto. I'm an entertainer, but I'm also intellectual. But I am not going to be a victim. So I have to make sure that I'm safe. But to address these situations, these people need help. The system needs to do something. When you have strangers come up to me and saying things, or when you have people who are in vehicles talking about listening and looking into my home, and that is sick in itself. That's because that's a crime. There's no way that could be authorized. I would never condone any of that. And, you know, something is wrong. Because it's criminal, if it's true, and it may be. But as I said, I would never authorize or get permission for anyone to trespass or look. When they keep perpetuating and saying it over and over again for several years, and even, you know, they're joking about it or trying to press my buttons, they got a severe mental problem. They need more mental health clinics and so on in the society. They need to take these people off the street so they can target innocent people like you and me. And I'm going to tell you another thing. Because I talk about this on podcasts and because I addressed it to the police department, they even made up lies about my health, saying that I was delusional, I'm going to go in the hospital. That's not going to happen. I'm too high functioning. I've always been high functioning. I had my problems, yes, from severe trauma and stuff, but I'm fine. I had to be assertive in addressing this. I can't just ignore it when somebody with some severe sickness or people who are saying things that are crazy or, you know, don't know how to deal with me as a stranger, keep coming over to my home. It's really sad that I've been falsely accused of having a severe mental problem. It's very sad that these same individuals, yes, they falsely accuse me, saying that they think I'm going to go in the hospital in a year or two or three, and that's not going to happen. It's really sad that they said that they think I need a social worker. So that's just defamation, and that's lies. So that shows that these people are antisocial and they're sick in the head. They have a mental problem, and they're a criminal. So I stay away from individuals like that. I don't hang out or deal with that because there's this negativity. And also, I don't want these individuals to target me and keep coming over to my home saying things that are just pretty much evil and sick. I'm very high functioning and more ways than one, and all those allegations that they make are untrue. So you know how dangerous they are? They follow me around, and then one person said she thought I was going to be locked up in a hospital with them because they thought I was making up stories about when I talk about this online about Peeping Tom or whatever. I said for the last time it was an allegation, but it was a perpetual allegation that they made out of the car, these individuals who I don't know, and these individuals are sick because I don't know them. I don't know why they would say something that's illegal. And if it is happening, they committed a felony. When you know, you should go to the source, me. Everything I say in this podcast is true. So mentally ill people in my, there are mentally people on the street in my area, in my home, and I don't know why I attracted to the homeless or some sick person who don't understand the difference between right or wrong. And I presume they're mental problems and their antisocial behavior is a product of that the system has failed in treating people with mental illness and getting criminals off the street who have mental illness. Because those stereotypes are going to perpetuate, you know, being called sick and dangerous. And most people with diagnoses are not sick and dangerous, but a few are. These individuals are. That they get on their medication or go to a treatment center or be put in some center where they can learn or get treated for the illness or whatever they're going through, then that would be that can resolve a lot. I don't know why I attract this and these false allegations. I mean, they even, you know, I don't condone or you know, any type of evil targeting or evil or harassment. But when it happens to me, the only way to address it is to contact the LAPD, the police, to see if they can do something to put these people in a hospital or prison. If they don't know how, they come up to me, they don't know me, they in a car saying that they looking in my home or saying they filming my home, that's sick. But that can't happen. That's not possible. If it is happening, which is a possibility, it's a crime. You go to jail for that. And to say it over and over and over and over again, I guess they say it over to press my buttons or to, they think I'm sensitive because they said it out there. That's sick in itself. That's real sick and mentally sick. I don't want these psychos targeting me. Don't target me. What they should be doing is that I look at the police department, something's wrong, or then again, I look at the mental health community, the social workers, the doctors, something is wrong if they don't lock these people up. Because sooner or later, they're going to have to. Because sooner or later, they're going to get themselves in a lot of trouble. There's going to be a big incident, a big scandal because of some crazy person get locked up or be involved in some heinous crime or go to jail. It's going to be all over the news. And that's what happens. People who are mental, have mental health issues, who are antisocial, can be dangerous. And these people are. So my concern is that I don't want somebody saying something that is so sick that needs to get in the hospital and so on. My mental health is fine. It's always been fine. I just don't know why I attract these types. You know, because I lived in the neighborhood 20 years ago or I knew them 20 years ago, doesn't mean I know them. I don't talk to them. I don't know them. If they're in the music industry or something like that, or talk about my music or and talking at me from the car and I don't even know them, then something is seriously wrong. Why are they on some locked facility because they don't know how to deal with strangers on the street? And why haven't they been locked up in a hospital or prison or something? Because they may be either doing something possibly that's illegal and a misdemeanor, or they come across me and saying things that don't pertain to reality. You know, I just wanted to know that when they say I'm being filmed online for people to look at, I would never allow myself, my home, to be looked at by people I know or people in the community online or anything. It's just about that. And you know, I'm telling you the truth. Just because I complain to the police department or I complain to constantly or complain to the center to get these people help doesn't mean that I should be targeted. And I should not be targeted for jealousy or anything or false allegations. So my stance is I continue to do what I need to do is to stay stable, continue to do positive things, go for dreams, but also I have to keep in contact with LAPD or somebody so these individuals could get help they need or the mental health community. I don't want to be calling the mental health community because I'm not involved in that. I don't deal with that stuff. I don't want to deal with somebody's psychosis or criminal behavior or targeting. I mean, saying they're looking at my home or saying I'm you know, this black community. Black community, don't go by my race. We're all equal, okay? I'm liberal, okay? We're all equal. Don't be saying that when you, if you're a black American and you're targeting, you got a criminal, you don't, how can you say you're a member of the black community? You're hurting the black community. You stopped looking at me as black and looking at me as a human being. So the other people who I come across, black, white, or brown, or blue, or I don't care what race you are, don't target me if you don't like me trying to succeed or you don't like me being in industry or you're nosy or you don't know that how to mind your business, then get some mental help. Yes, I'm an entertainer, but I'm not your doctor. I'm not somebody I'm not a punching bag for you to get angry for what you don't have. So you need to get some help before sooner or later they're going to have it all in the news that this person who was over here targeting me has been caught or captured or put in jail for targeting someone else. I don't want to see that. I want to see some statistic or somebody getting something because that's what's going to happen. When you have somebody with a mental problem and criminal who comes over to me and saying crazy things and targeting me simply because they can't get their act together. And they've been doing it for years. They need help because they're psychotic. And I do not want no psychos or no criminals to be attracted to me. I don't want no crazy people, no prostitutes, these criminals from on the street coming over here saying things at me. I had to protect myself. I'll be fine. But I had to call the LBD. I had to continue to. So they can get put in the hospital or prison where I can stay safe and you can stay safe. And then everything would be fine. Because crazy people who are criminals can be dangerous. Good day, good night from Death Knight.